Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show on 95.9 FM, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. It's good to be back with you for another year. Thank you all very much for tuning in, and hope you enjoy the show. Next, I want to do for you an old Ronnie Millsap tune that I don't believe I've done in a while. This one's called
I'm Having Daydreams About Night Things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's on loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true. Well, all day long while I'm working in town, time slows down to a crawl. When I'm not thinking about you, I'm checking the clock on the wall. Then it's goodbye factory and hello love, and there's a smile across my face, 'cause I'm back in the arms of your sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's on loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's on loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true. Yes, every night you make my daydreams come true.
Okay, next, I'd like to do for you. I'm not sure exactly who wrote this, but I believe a variety of people have recorded this, like I believe Bill Anderson, Roy Clark, to name a few, maybe a few others. This one's called The Tips of My Fingers.
Mm-hmm.
reached out my arms and I touched you. With soft words I whispered your name. I held you right on the tips of my fingers, but that was as close as I came. My eyes had a vision of sweet lips yielding beneath my command. I held you right on the tips of my fingers, but I let it slip right through my hands. Yes, I let you slip right through my hands. Somebody took you when I wasn't looking, and I should have known it from the start. It's a long, long way from the tips of my fingers. Tips of my fingers, but I let it slip right through my hands. Yes, I let you slip right through my hands.
And speaking of Roy Clark, I want to mention something real quick. I know I don't mention where I'm playing at for a little bit while in the show, but I want to get something off my chest real quick. I was listening to 1090 KBOZ earlier this month, and they were playing Roy Clark's "Honeymoon Feeling." And they had mentioned, I don't know when this is going to happen, but they mentioned that the Grand Ole Opry, Entertainment, is looking to bring back the hit TV show Hee Haw, from what I understand. I'm trying to follow up on that the best I can. I know, just to see where it goes, since the Buck and Roy era is officially over.
That would be pretty fun if they brought it back. I wonder who they would get to host. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know either. They mentioned country artist Craig Morgan was I think involved with that as well. And I guess they're planning on bringing in like a whole new set of cast members, which I would find very interesting to see see what direction it goes or how long it lasts. Especially since a lot of the original cast members have originally passed away, which I'm not going to mention because it would take till the end of the show it would take up the entire hour to mention who's all passed away from the original crew. But anyway, I just thought I would mention that I just found that kind of interesting. Yeah. Next I want to do Michael Martin Murphy.
Sorry, I always mentioned Michael Martin Murphy when I say this. It's originally Willie Nelson. My heroes have always been cowboys. Someday I'm going to mention the right person for the...
dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days.
My humble apology, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't expect my guitar pick to fall out of my hand, so I'll do that verse over again.
Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery.
Again, my apology for the interruption. I didn't expect my guitar pick to fall out of my hands.
Sometimes those things, they get a mind of their own, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, next I'd like to do a couple of Kenny Rogers tunes. The first one will be The Gambler, and the other one will be Coward of the County. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till the boredom overtook us. And he began to speak, said, "Son, the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last wallow. Bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. He got deathly quiet and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away. But the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep." Crushed out his cigarette and faded off to sleep. Somewhere in the darkness, the gambler he broke even. But in his final words, I found the news that I could keep. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away. Know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Every time enough to count when the deal ends down. Thank you.
everyone considered him the coward of the county. He never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were really Tom Brown. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I took care of Tommy 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. And in her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. And they took turns at Becky. There were three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. A torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble when you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, he said, "Hey, look, old Yeller's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I couldn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Okay, next I'd like to do an old Woody Guthrie song. I was watching an episode of Hee Haw yesterday from, I believe it was from 1976 when they had Grandpa Walton Will Gear on, and he did this song at the end of the show with Buck and Roy, entitled "This Land Is Your Land."
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me the skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said, "No trespassing." But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is mine. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. This land was made.
If you ever heard the song before, there's more. There's several more verses to the song, which I will have memorized by next month. I give you all my word. Okay. Next, speaking of Buck Owens, I want to do one of his songs for you. Now, this one is called. It takes people like you to make people like me.
It takes people like you to make people like me, from the great Rocky Mountains to the shores of the seas, from the sands of the desert to the tall oak tree. It takes people like you to make people like me. Those skies may turn gray for a while, can brighten each day with a smile. And wherever you go, I want you to know, it takes people like you to make people like me. It takes people like you to make people like me, from the snows of Alaska down to sunny Tennessee, and from New York City to Los Angeles. fellas. It takes people like you to make people like me. Those skies may turn gray for a while. You can brighten each day with a smile.
I like that song. That's a good, yeah, good Buck song.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Okay, next I'd like to do a couple of songs by my friend John Westbrook, who lives back in Hampton, Virginia. This the first one will be called will be called Ride On, and the second one will be called The Old Woods Runner. Ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, it's downhill from there. It's a hard ride from Gardner to Jackson on a night that's so cold coyotes won't even howl. And if you're missing your lady like I am, you ride on through the night. There's no stopping now. She was fed up with my whiskey and my women. She left me for Jackson, my family and home. Yes, the rodeo life is exciting, but a man's got to live right or go it alone. So ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Well, my rodeo buddies, they gonna miss me. I put miles on the road, and I've won my fair share. But my lady was left to be lonely on a night I was winning. I should have been there. So ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay.
Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Yes, you just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Drinks his fill, moves slowly up the hill, headed for the forest and the streams. Though he's given it his best, there's a pounding in his chest. This here hill's a lot steeper than it seems. Drinks his fill, moves slowly up the hill, headed for the forest and the streams. Though he's giving it his best, there's a pounding in his chest. This here hill's a lot steeper than it seems. Long been 60 years. Been running with the deer. There's an aching in his bones, and the way that old north wind blows tells him what he doesn't want to know. Gone forever, that young man he knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. Gone forever, that starts back his old eyes start to fill as he starts back down the hill, far from the forest and the streams. Swear someday he'll return, but knows he never will. He sits back in his chair. Warms by the fires from all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. He has long been laid to rest. Been 30 years, I guess, but I still feel his presence in the trees. And I think of him sometimes when I've got some hills to climb and life's brought me down. Gone forever, that old man I knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. But I'll long remember all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. Yes, I'll long remember all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees.
I don't know if it's because I'm not playing too much, but my hand is getting sore.
Getting a workout today.
Right.
Sure, like those John Westmoreland songs.
John Westbrook, yeah.
Westbrook.
Okay, before I get into my next set of songs, I just want to mention I can excitedly announce that my next show at Red Tractor Pizza will be the 20th of March, which supposedly is the first day of spring. But here in Montana, it's really hard to say with Mother Nature. She never likes to give us a spring at the right time of year.
That's true. You know, there could be a foot of snow. Who knows?
Right. So yeah, March 20th at Red Tractor Pizza, and I don't know. I'm still supposedly waiting to hear back from the new Gallatin Valley rugby team, the Gallatin Wranglers, for a date when I'll be doing the national anthem for them. So, other than that, I guess just stay tuned to my Facebook page for updates for Facebook videos on when anything comes up. Still early in the year, so I'll for sure be keeping you posted. Okay, next I want to do one by, and next I'd like to do an old Ricky Skaggs tune called Crying My Heart Out Over You.
Off somewhere the music's playing soft and low, another holds the one that I love so. I was blind, I could not see that you meant the world to me. And like a fool, I stood and watched you go. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes now smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more each day. While I'm crying my heart out over you. Each night I climb the stairs up to my room. It seems I hear you. I miss your picture on the wall and your footsteps in the hall while I'm crying my heart out over you. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more each day while I'm crying my heart out over you. Yes, I'm crying my heart out over you.
Okay, next I'd like to do an old Bobby Vinton tune for you called Roses Are Red, My Love.
Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sweet, my love, good luck, may God bless you. Is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book, two roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet.
Okay, and now I'd like to do George Strait's I Just Want to Dance With You.
I don't want to be the kind to hesitate, be too shy, wait too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine, so let it show.
let it chime. If we have a chance to make one heart of tea, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I do. Ain't that true? Get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they intend. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for.
Okay, I've just been informed I've got 6 minutes left, so I'm hopefully going to try to do squeeze in a couple more if I can. Next I'd like to do a gospel song for you. This one's called What Color Is God's Skin?
And I said to my little son, so tired out when the day was done. Then he said as I tucked him in, tell me, Daddy, what color's God's skin? What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's eyes. Hit me with his shining eyes. I knew that I could tell no lies when he said, Daddy, why do the different races fight? If every man's the same in the good Lord's eyes. What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's eyes. My son, that's part of our suffering past, but the whole human family is learning at last. The things we missed on the road we trod is to walk as the daughters and sons of God. What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's eyes. These words to America a man once hurled. God's
us chance to make the world. The different races are meant to be our strength and glory from sea to sea. What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's sight. What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's sight. Every man's the same in the good Lord's sight.
Okay, with that, I'm now going to for my last song, I'm going to do The Auctioneer. Seems to be a favorite. Hey, well, all right, sir, here we're there, what are you going to give on? I'm a 25, will give me 30, make it 30, bid it about my $30 on a will give me 30 now, 5, for a bid of 5, make it a 5, 5, bid it now, $40 on the bomb. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma, and she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon he'd find a man at a local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, steward, I've got to learn that auction car, gonna make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid now, $30 bid it in, give me $30, make it $30, bid it up on my $30, will you give me $30, who bid it at $30 bid? $30 bid now, $35, will you give me $30, make it $35, bid it at $35, who would have bid it at $35 bid? As time and on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't just keep practice on the bids both night and day. His pebble find him behind the barn, was working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Miss Pep said, son, you just can't stand to have a mediocre man from the bids at auction. He's an arrogant name. I'll send you off to auction school, and then you'll be nobody's food. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid and I'll put it on the photo, then give me a photo, make a photo, bid it up on $40, will you give me $40, and a bit of $40 bid. $40 bid and I'll put it by, will you give me $40, and I'll make a photo, bid it up on $40, bid it up on $40, bid. So from that boy who went to school, that grew a man that played a cool, that came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. And the people came from miles around just to hear him make their rhythmic sound. They fill their hearts with such a happy cheer. But his fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the pups and all the land. Let the pause and give the man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid and a $50 bid and a give me $50, make it $50, bid a bumble $50, will they give me $50, or a $50, $50 bid.